Then at 1 o'clock, our partner on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Tyvus Powell, will join us. Tyvus had some really great thoughts about the game yesterday, so anxious to talk to him today.
How was the anger meter on the postgame show yesterday?
Well, you're seeing it right now.
Yeah, I think people level off, though, by noon the next day. I always think that people are a little bit more...
Dano, you were here.
You tell me.
I would say people are more mad today than they were yesterday.
I would say people are more mad today than they were yesterday, though I'm not Jake Murrin today where I'm answering the calls.
Oh, okay.
So,
Jake, do you want to be the madometer?
As the first line of defense answering the calls.
Don't yell
yesterday.
At the folks answering the calls. They didn't play.
They're just saying hello and making sure you don't swear on the air. That's all. What's the difference? Angry?
I don't think it's too bad. I didn't see the post-game show yesterday, but I feel like there have been two or three calls that were really angry, and that was kind of expressed on air, but most of it's just disappointment like you guys were talking about.
It's disappointment. It's like me saying to you, hey, I can't believe you didn't do your homework. I'm very disappointed in you. We expect more out of you.
Yeah, I got yelled at.
We thought we parented you better. I guess it's on us then. Blame your parents.
So the Dallas Cowboys defense is a terrific defense. We know that. That said, the offensive display yesterday by the Browns was just awful. And
was it awful because their defense was that good? Well, is that a possibility?
Except for one thing. If you want to win, you got to beat good defenses.
Okay.
Your offense has to play well against good defenses. The final numbers from the game, I don't think, are indicative
of
the way the offense played against a good Dallas defense. Because, you know, they put together a big drive late in the game when it was out of hand and everything else. I think this is more indicative. And these are the halftime stats yesterday. And this is what bothers me. The Browns yesterday, because keep in mind, even though they were down, 20-3 at halftime, it was 7-3 after the first quarter. So that's a game, right?
Right.
You're down 14-3 early in the second, down 17-3 at the 2:06 mark. So you're in this game for the entire first half. Are you not? Late, they get a field goal to make it 20-3.
At 20-7, you thought, okay, the score might be lopsided.
20-3.
Well, I'm just saying, even at 20-3. Yeah, 20-3. I'm sorry. Even at 20-3 at halftime.
You thought you'd come out early?
You're like, okay, you had a bad half. Let's leave it in the locker room and see if we can get and start to execute better. I know we only had one first down there, but, you know, we can do better.
But
we know we can, and maybe we come back in the second half and we're like, okay. But that didn't ever happen.
I think the offensive performance needs to be based off of what we saw in the first half. Because the second half, I don't think it really matters. Because after that punt return, it was a quick punt by the Browns after their first possession. Throw that in, punt return, boom, game changed. First half, Browns had 54 yards in total offense. First half.
Yeah.
They had 23 yards rushing. And that's when the game is still, I mean, you can run the ball. There were only 23 yards rushing. There were only 31 yards passing. And you just mentioned it, Andy, the most disappointing thing. You had one first down in the first half. The offense, you know, don't look big picture. Just look at the half. That you came out after all of your work in training camp, after going to the Greenbrier, after three preseason games where the offense didn't look good, and you didn't have most of your starters out there, but the offense that was out there didn't look real good in the preseason, and the offense didn't look good in the first half. That, to me, is the most telling thing. You had one first down and 54 total yards in the first half. The offense was awful. And the running game, I personally think they have three solid enough running backs. Could you not run the ball because you had two tackles out there that you weren't crazy about? But I'm sorry, I'm crazy about DeJuan Jones. I thought DeJuan played real well last year. To me, though you didn't have two of your tackles who you probably are going to start, if you'll remember, there's a big question. Are you going to start DeJuan Jones? Are you going to start Jack Conklin? Are you going to start Jed Wills? We kind of assumed all three are interchangeable. So I'm really going to say you're only missing one offensive lineman yesterday, and that was somebody to play left tackle. James Hudson had to step up. DeJuan Jones started a lot last year.
Yeah, he didn't. So he didn't have the finest game yesterday.
No,
though, that's
but
for sure.
Andy, I'm not counting him in the you've got a substitute in there. He was dang good last year.
Yeah, but I'm at the point now where he's got work to even do. Remember how we've been saying for weeks that once DeJuan gets that job, he's going to stick. Yeah, yesterday didn't make me feel that way.
Well, exactly. So what happened? And what happened to the interior of the line? Because they just did not run the ball well. There was no time for Deshaun Watson. When there was, he had so many bad throws, it was ridiculous, where he wasn't even close to guys.
Some of it looked like when he was coming back, there were a couple I saw, I was like, oh, he threw it in the ground? What? Where's this coming from?
And a lot of this is on Deshaun.
Made me think on injury, though. Like, is there not a part of you today, when you look at that offense, go, maybe we're just trying to make excuses for ourselves, maybe Deshaun's not anywhere near 100%? Maybe Deshaun's still hurt.
Maybe he's just not very good anymore. Sorry, it's Andy, it's been since 2020 when he was good.
Jeff, I heard you say way too many times that you felt like there were points during last year's season when he did look healthy.
I thought so.
That he looked like he was back.
I thought he looked pretty good at times. But guess what? You're not being paid to look good at times. You're being paid to play quarterback and be competent all the time. I mean, you're making $230 million guaranteed. Second highest. There you go, Jerry Jones. Second highest guaranteed dollar figure in the NFL. And being okay in half the games, well, that's no good. That's no good. What if Myles Garrett was good half the time? That's no good.
Yeah.
And I think this is telling. I can't blame Deshaun on this. This goes to the entire offense. The completion percentage for Deshaun yesterday wasn't terrific. He was 24 of 45. That's just over 50%. But what skews that in the over 50% category was the short throws to guys like David Njoku. 5 targets, 4 catches. Jerome Ford, 7 targets, 6 catches. And Jordan Akins throwing to the other tight end, 4 targets, 3 catches. In throwing to the wide receivers yesterday, you ready? 9 targets of Amari Cooper, 2 catches.
Should have been 3, but for sure, and a touchdown. But
8 targets.
I can't believe
of Jerry Jeudy.
That was so not Amari. That was like eight, that was somebody who took over his body on that one play. Go ahead.
8 targets of Jerry Jeudy, 3 catches. Elijah Moore, 6 targets, 3 catches for 9 yards. So in throwing to the wide receivers yesterday, folks, 23 targets to the top 3 wide receivers. 23 targets. And out of that, you had, Andy, 8 receptions. You threw 23 balls to the wide receivers, and you had 8 receptions. That's all the way around. That's on the wide receivers. That's on Deshaun, and that's on the offensive line. You could even say it might be on play calling because you called bad plays. Callum is in Cleveland. Callum.
Hey, how you doing? First time calling. By the way. But yeah, I just want to talk about the Deshaun Watson thing. I feel like Andrew Berry's like kind of career depends on it, and he has to kind of force his hand to play Deshaun. But it's also like, yeah, he didn't do good, but the flashes were there. He broke so many sacks yesterday, and I'm not trying to like protect Deshaun. He wasn't good at all. He needs to be better. But it's the first game of the year. One, it's a great defense. It's two of the top 3 defense yesterday were playing. And it's like, we paid him $250, I don't know the amount of money, but he's guaranteed the money. You kind of have to play the guy, whether you like it or not, because you paid the guy. You can't not play this guy you paid that much money, because if you don't pay that guy, Andrew Berry's, he's not going to be the GM for another couple weeks if that's the case, because you have to force this guy to at least have the potential to be good. And if you're not forcing it, then he's definitely not going to be the GM. So I feel like it's just, they have no choice but to play Deshaun at this point. But, I mean, we just got to be hopeful. It's week one. I mean, a lot of overreactions, I feel like. It's a great defense, but I don't know. What's your guys' take on it, really?
All right, Callum. Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling for the first time. Defense wasn't good yesterday.
Well, I mean,
but it was put in a bad spot.
They
quite
were on
a bit.
The field like virtually the entire first
exactly,
half.
Exactly, 20 minutes.
I thought you brought up a great point with the wide receivers there, and what we're saying, the longest catch by a wide receiver for the Browns yesterday, for a wide receiver, not running back or tight end,
was what?
15 yards to Jerry Jeudy. 15.
Well, they weren't throwing the ball downfield.
No.
And Jeudy was disappointing. Elijah Moore's been disappointing since he's been here, and Amari had a rough game.
I mean, Njoku had a 30-yard catch, 29-yard catch, but, I mean, he's a tight end. And again, and then you lose him to injury. Oh, man, I hope he's okay. Again, he was in a boot after the game yesterday, but hopefully that was precautionary.
Johnny's in Cuyahoga Falls, birthplace of me. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. Can we get that on the signs? Welcome to Cuyahoga Falls, birthplace of Jeff Phelps.
And my daughter.
Hey,
and his daughter.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, I was calling today because, first of all, let me just start this conversation off like this. Well, the Steelers were the only team in our division to win.
Right.
And the only team that didn't start their starter, projected starter. How about that, right?
Yeah, that's true. Russell Wilson didn't go and Justin Fields did.
Now, my biggest issue is that we are not giving Deshaun the treatment we would have given Baker if he'd have had the same performance yesterday. I think Deshaun should be held accountable just as much as Baker was when he had bad games.
Without question,
he had a bad line. I understand that, you know, the play calling wasn't, you know, at best. But Joe Flacco with the, you know, pretty much the same O-line minus one guy and, you know, the same receivers, if not worse, did better. And no Nick Chubb. So what's the solution here, guys?
Johnny, thank you very much. I don't know. Remember, they had a different offense yesterday. First Joe Flacco reference, 12:14 on Monday. Dan, write that down, will you? September 9th. Stefanski's press conference coming up at 12:30.